So I want to talk about spiritual demons, right? Spiritual demons is very real. And I won't talk too long, but a person that, and I'll give three topics. A person that's a spiritual demon, right? They don't care whether you live or die. They can care less, right? They don't care. They'll never call you first and say they miss you. They'll never do it. You understand? They're spiritual demons. Their whole objective is to latch on to people with high energy and drain them of their energy. Now, a spiritual demon, right? They come from lineage. A spiritual demon is not just born. Your great, 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 great grandmother could have been doing some evil practices, demonic practices, right? And it just so happened to trickle down generational. This is what they call generational curses. Some people can't avoid them. But I will give a solution on how to get out of these things. Now, a spiritual demon has one job, like I said, just to latch on to people with high energy and drain them of any and everything. They don't care. So no matter what you buy them, no matter how much you talk to them, no matter how much you tell them you love them, You caress them, you care for them, even if you thinking sexually, you giving them good pleasure, that doesn't work. Why it doesn't work? Because they're spiritual demons. They're not there to care. It's a spirit to latch on to you. Anything you give them, they just, it goes in like a vampire. That's what they do. Now, like I said, it comes from lineage, right? Now, the way that you got, because you got to understand something. The way that you kind of like defeat a spiritual demon, and I won't get religious, but the way that you kind of defeat a spiritual demon is going the positive route. So for all of those out there, if you deal with necromancy, right, if you deal with psychics, tarot cards, crystals, you got to understand, you're given the gateway for a spiritual demon to come in to your life. All right, and you're gonna be like, dang, why I keep meeting messed up people? They're like, this person is a liar, this person is a cheater, this person don't do right, they not consistent, they mentally messed up, something is always wrong. Think about this. You're inviting spiritual demons in. And like I said, it comes from lineage, right? It comes from lineage. The person may not know that they're a spiritual demon because it just jumps from body to body. That's what it does. Now, some people may say, yo, give your life to Christ, give your life to God, whatever you, take your Shahada. This is true. You have to, like, and rule number one is cutting off all ties from all of that demonic practice. If you're dealing with tarot cards, crystals, necromancy, magic, all of that stuff, you got to leave that alone. And for those out there that are afraid to leave that stuff alone, because I know some people are like, yo, I don't want to leave it alone because something bad may happen to me. You might have read something or watched something somewhere and people put that fear in you. That's just the devil. You understand? That's the devil. The devil is there to put fear in your heart. Once you give your life to anything positive and you cut off all ties from that stuff, trust and believe, the devil can't do nothing to you because he has to get permission from God to do anything. He got to get permission first. So if God knows your heart, he going to say, nah, leave him alone. Leave her alone. Don't bother them. So whatever you choose to do, as long as it's a positive way, as long as it's a positive way, you got no worries. Now, what I will say is that, you know, this whole ordeal of dealing with spiritual demons, right? You can't give these people any energy. Okay? You're gonna always lose. And sometimes God gotta smack you up upside the head for you to understand. Okay? Because think about it. Would you go back to that? Like, would you go back to that? Like, come on. Would you go back to that? Do you really want that in your life? You want people like that in your life? Do you want to be miserable for the rest of your life? You know, and it starts so very small. You know, when you meeting somebody, a demon is very tricky. This is the crazy part. It starts off smooth. Everything's good. You don't even see it. You don't see it. They do a great job hiding it. It's like, yo, this is, I got lucky, yeah. And then you get into that first argument and something tell you like, I don't know. It's something that some people don't never forget it. They don't never forget that first one. But you allowed that spiritual demon in. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes don't beat up on yourself. Don't beat up on yourself because, you know, people are going to be people, son. Like, they're going to be who they are. You know what I mean? If you didn't do nothing wrong, don't blame yourself. There's plenty of fish in the sea. But the problem is that God will give you love. He will give you peace, prosperity. God will only do that. The devil is going to give you that headache, that heartache, that pain, that disloyal, that lying, conniving, narcissistic behavior, sociopathic behavior. That's what the devil will give you. And you're going to see yourself trying to fix that. You're going to try to fix it like, yo, but I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm doing this. You're never going to fix it. Some women out there are chasing a man that does not want anything to do with them. And they passed up on the good people, but they have an attachment with a spiritual demon. So fellas, don't get mad and be like, yo, well, I like this girl and she not giving me no play, no action. She's latched onto a spiritual demon, fam. She can't help it. You know what I'm saying? She can't help it. So I hope, you know, some people got this information and realize that it's crazy out here. You know what I'm saying? This is why I said keep God in your life, man. You know what I mean? You know, you got to have a good conversation with God. You have to. And he's going to protect you from all of this nonsense.